Good evening, brewers. Right, okay, a quick food review for you. As some of you may know, those of you who have the luck to live in London, if you go to South London, this is where you'll find the capital of jerk chicken, in my opinion anyway. It seems to be where the best jerk chicken joints hang out. However, I'm not going to do a review on jerk chicken. I'm going to do a review on the Levi Roots jerk chicken pizza. Now, Levi Roots himself, the guy was on Dragon's Den, and he seems to have won quite a lot of, well, obviously he sells the sauces in your local supermarket, but he also sells various franchised items like crisps and ping meals and so on. So I was quite surprised and quite pleased to see that there was a pizza in Asda for £3.50 yesterday, and I went and picked up one. And there was the other type was a cracked pepper pizza, which I think I'm going to have to try as well, given the strength of this review. Anyway, Levi Roots is a restaurant, is in Clapham Junction, and I may have to go and visit it at some point. But until then, it's Asda in Dagenham. It's going to be providing the jerk chicken experience for this review. It comes in a great big red, gold and green packet, as you'd expect. It's about 12 inches in diameter, quite a thin crust. I cooked it to perfection, I have to say. I was just as I like it. So the crust was just there. It was just keeping the stuff from flying over the sides, not too heavy duty. The topping was generous in its amount. There was lots of chicken, there was lots of peppers, there's pineapple, there was mushrooms, and the whole thing was really pleasing to eat in the mouth. Tons of chicken of good quality as well. I mean, the pizza is £3.50, so I'd expect nothing less really, but you know, it's nice to get what you pay for, particularly when it's a bit sort of gimmicky like this. The one thing it did let me down on, though, I have to say, is that it didn't taste like jerk chicken, and hence we go back to South London. Because if you go past the jerk chicken shop in South London, the smell you get is garlic, peppers of barbecue, real barbecue-y sort of smell. That's what's so enticing about it. You go past one of those places and you just got to go in, baby. However, there was no element of jerk on this. So what there was is some chili, sort of jerk chicken, what's it called? Reggae sauce splashed on the top, infused into the chicken pieces, and it didn't come up particularly spicy. The whole thing's very tasty. I can't really knock it for taste. It tastes pretty good, I have to say. So overall, I'm going to give it about 6.5 out of 10. It gets very good marks for its quality, good marks for its level of topping, good marks for the whole mouthfeel experience. But it gets about 2 points knocked off for not really being jerk chicken flavoured. Not spicy chicken flavoured, or chili-ish, garlicky chicken flavoured, but not jerky enough for my liking. It was made by a company in Bolton called Stateside Food. So maybe it's the Boltonian version of jerk chicken we're talking about here. Any one from that sort of neck of the woods, Manchester or Preston or Lancashire, that has experienced jerk chicken in that side of the world, as cooked in a Caribbean takeaway or restaurant, let us know. Cheers.